Well, I'm sat at the waterside of Buckden Marina. All I can see in front of me are rows of boats upon boats. Some of them have got faint lights inside, so I imagine people may even be sleeping in there. Who knows what goes on in this marina? I very rarely visit it, but more and more recently, I've been thinking about getting a boat. Apparently boats aren't that expensive at the moment. I don't know if there's a better way of phrasing it, but the bottom has fallen out of the boat market, which is probably not a healthy thing for a boat. But you can get a 4-berth, reasonable looking little river cruiser for the same price as a small camper van, which personally I think is a bit of a bargain. Because, I don't know, a boat just seems so much more relaxing. Obviously, I'm being ridiculed for my recent decision for saving up for a boat. But, I don't know, it's a little bit like a floating caravan. And although caravans still have a stigma attached to them, floating caravans, i.e. boats, got to be cooler in some way, aren't they? I don't know. My bike is parked up on the jetty that I just walked down, and as I walked down I suddenly realised how loud that jetty is across this pretty quiet marina. And I've just left the Horseshoe in Offord Clooney. Do you know, I don't know what these villages are called round here. This is all so new to me still. It's within cycling distance anyway, and, excuse me. and it was a quality night. There was a blues band called Split Whiskers playing, and Lord knows how early on the guitarist sold his soul at the crossroads, but Gordon Bennett, was he good, really good. The harmonica player, pretty damn good as well, and apparently the drummer was a bit of a legend. I was well impressed by the keyboard player, and yeah, apparently he's quite new to the whole scene. And of course, there was an amazing bass player who just had the coolest, very long, plaited hair, and was just awesome to watch because she was so full on into the tunes. So yeah, last minute decision to jump on the bike and go on a kind of a village pub crawl definitely paid off, because you never know when you're going to stumble upon decent music, and tonight I did, and it's inspired me. I've always got my harmonica in my pocket, and I'm thinking I'm going to polish up and get involved in a bit of the live music scene. I miss playing music, and although I was in a band a very long time ago, although it seems a long time ago, was it about 10 years now? Full-time-ish, kind of 10 years ago. I'm thinking, I'm almost old enough to start getting into the blues. No disrespect to the band that was playing tonight. But at least people don't think you're an old, aged, wannabe pop star if I was to get involved in anything a little bit more mainstream now. Do miss the playing of live music though. Right. Back on the bike, I think. And if you're following the bike you mentally on Twitter, you realise it doesn't tweet much. I think I might have woken a few ducks up. I see them coming towards me. I don't have any bread. In fact, I'm very hungry. So please, leave me alone. I'm going to go home. Have something to maybe counteract the amount of beer I might have drunk tonight. Food and water is in order, I think. Evening out.